You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for me, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
You're listening to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host. Katie is flying co-pilot with me this evening. Her segment will be coming up in the beginning of the third hour. And at the bottom of the third hour, we're going to be joined by Joshua Coy. And we're going to talk about how they're going to dump Trump and the post-election strategy, because we're going to have a whole lots of people looking for places to vent, and we have some thoughts on that we're going to share with you. Ted Brewer was our guest in the first hour, continues to be our guest in the second hour, and if you're just joining us, let me recap for just a moment. Ted was talking to us about the science of everything evil all coming together under one house called the Temple of Baal. The Agenda 21, as I indicated last hour, used to call this the Gaia religion. I think it's all the same thing. And for you people who have doubted what Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, myself, others have said, that Christians are going to be on the chopping block, literally and figuratively, I think you're getting a first-hand exposure as to why this is true. We're talking about the evil forces of Satan coalescing in world leadership. There's no question. Ted has done a marvelous job connecting the dots. And before we rejoin Ted, let me remind you why you still can, why you're still able, why your dollar is still worth something. Go exchange the bulk of it for gold. To do that, give Steve Quayle a call tomorrow. Consult with him, 406-586-4842. And again, I'd like to have you go to readymaderesources.com for your medical getaway grab-and-go bag. Put in the word indispensable into the search engine, and you'll come to that site. Great prices, stuff you can't get in retail. And also, I want to remind everybody that we are on YouTube, and you can access us YouTube by going to the Common Sense Show. Have a big banner ad right in the middle. Click it on. There you'll find our archives for easy listening. We're working on a listen live option, and that is in the works for the future. So we're trying to make your listening experience as enjoyable and as convenient as possible. And again, scene.life, get off of Facebook and the NSA and Zuckerberg and his Assassinate Trump pages. Get away from those monsters and get over to scene.life, where we have a community of patriots who are like-minded, where we can share and grow together. Well, Ted, the top half of my head is spinning one way, and the middle half is spinning the other. And I almost feel like I'm going to be in trouble if my neck starts spinning and I start spitting green stuff up here. Yeah, exactly. I got possessed the first hour. But I think there's no question, Ted, we are looking at something that is so evil in its intent. This is the takeover of this planet by the forces of Satan. There is no doubt in my mind, and the UN is the chief sponsor.
Well, yeah, well, the Rothschild banking cartel is probably the head of it, because they control the money. Because, you know, the Sabbatine Levy back in the 1600s, and then Jacob Frank in the 1700s brought the Rothschild banking cartel into this satanic mess. And so it's just a big, you know, and it's not just the bankers who are involved in this. It's all of them. It's the Bushes. It's the hierarchy of the Masonic lodges. Most of the people in the Masons have no idea what's going on. It's like most Catholics have no idea how corrupt the Catholic Church is and how the Jesuits are so horrible. I mean, so all of this is going on. But I wanted to mention one thing. I don't know if you mentioned it in the first hour or not. When you go to my website, if you put in Dave Book, B-O-O-K, Dave Book, my latest book is called Breakthrough Health. And I've got that book for you if you order anything from the website. The book will be free, and we will not charge you any additional shipping to send you the book. It's over 200 pages, 45 chapters, and it'll go into a lot of the stuff that we talked about as far as, you know, different types of techniques.
Yeah, you can't afford to do that. Well, you can't do that. That book is, that's about a $20 value.
It is, Dave, but it's okay, though. I mean, I'd rather have people get the book, and so I'm going to give it to them for free when they order anything from the website. Now, what I hope you don't do is hope you don't go in there and order, you know, $5 worth of toothpaste and then want the book for free. I mean, I'll do it because I'm not going to lie to you, but, you know, I'm not going to put any minimums on it right now.
I hear what you're saying.
You know, the common sense folks are like that, but, you know, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make people realize that, you know, we're all in this together. You know, we support the Common Sense Show. Dave supports us. You know, I've got my own talk show here on Global Star from 3 to 4 every afternoon, and, of course, on Sunday nights from 7 to 8. And so we just wanted to let people know that, you know, they have the opportunity now to support us, support Hodges in the, you know, by doing that and supporting us, because we support Hagman and we support Hodges. I don't try to pretend like I don't, because I do, because these people are good friends of mine, and I appreciate the Patriot Movement. I remember what Doug had told me last week when we were doing his show last Saturday night, and it was kind of interesting because, you know, people say, well, you know, if we give a dollar to Hagman or to Hodges or I buy a book or whatever from you guys, you know, it's not going to change anything as far as your life. And you know, you're what? You're right. You're absolutely right. It's not going to change anything. If you give $5 to Dave, it won't make a bit of difference. But if 5,000 of you who are listening tonight gave a dollar or gave $5 or got my book when you ordered anything from my website for free, I mean, you know, it will change everything. Because, see, we fund ourselves on all of this stuff. And, guys, let me tell you, it takes a lot of work. I literally had to read for 2 days to get this thing done for the show tonight, because that's a very long book that I just gave you a synopsis on. And the truth of the matter is I've read all these other books because I wanted to make sure that when I got into this material that it was going to be something that was going to be coherent and I could go through it and make sense out of it. I mean, I was supposed to go shooting this morning. I didn't even go shooting because of that, because Austin hurt his shoulder, because I knew that I had to do a good job with you guys tonight. Because when you start talking about stuff like this, and you start going into detail on stuff like this, you better have your facts straight. And that's why I use so many different references tonight.
Well, yeah, Ted, I want to interject about the support part before we leave this behind. The old say, freedom's not free. And when I broke in, I mean, I was just happy to pay nominal money to get my word out. But here's the situation we're in. I want to tell this quick story because it illustrates the level that we're rising to in the independent media. I've got pretty good overhead costs now, and the reason I've got overhead costs is because I'm doing things that are causing our reach to increase. I'm not putting money into my bottom line here by doing this. I'm barely, and in some cases not breaking even, and this is why I take on advertisers, and I'm really careful, and I try to bring on advertisers that I know that have integrity and that bring services that people will need, you know, when the proverbial poop hits the fan, as I like to say. But I want people to listen to this brief story. I'm on Doug Hagman's show for 2 hours on Tuesday night. So I'm on with Doug and Joe. And I told a story about how Curly Hoagland, a senior RNC official, Republican National Committee, bigwig Republican Party, speaks for the party, was on Fox. Alex Jones played a video of Curly Hoagland saying the same thing that he said to Sean Hannity, in which he said that the people do not choose the candidate. The people don't. We do. And Hannity replied to that, why the hell vote, quote unquote? And Alex Jones had a very similar reaction, as have all of us. Now, I aired this and I said, there's going to be hell to pay if Trump rolls in there with 1,100 delegates, and by the way, they're trying to steal the Louisiana delegates from him right now as we speak. And if he rolls in there with those delegates and someone like Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, who registered to run for president, do you hear me, folks? It's documented on my website. I've got the government papers.
That's right.
They registered on January 30th of this year. So no delegate candidates come out with a nomination, and the American people are said, hey, shut up and sit down. We'll give you your two choices. Now, let me tell you what reach we have. This show aired right here on Global Star Radio Network Tuesday evening, Doug, Joe, and myself. I'm telling this same story, and here's what ends up happening less than 10 hours later. I got a very politely and professionally expressed email that had to have taken at least 2 to 3 hours to compose.
I mean, this thing was monumental and detailed, and it was written by Curly Hoagland's wife. Now, of course, the RNC can't have him address me directly, because that gives the Common Sense Show status they don't want to afford me. But they could not let my allegations go unchallenged. Sorry, guys, you're on MSNBC saying this. Doug Hagman, after the show, sent me a clip from MSNBC where the same thing was played. So don't tell us you didn't do it. Don't tell us we're not interpreting it correctly. But here's the moral. The moral is because we're now gathering some funds where we can really expand our reach, and we can get into venues we've never been into before, we're forcing the other side to respond to us. This has never happened before. Guys, I've been doing this 10 years. I've never seen anything like this. We got the heads of the RNC concerned about what Dave Hodges and Doug and Joe Hagman are saying on their show, where it used to be conspiracy theorists. Who cares about these guys? So when you talk about the fact that we need to fund our expansion because ultimately we're fighting for our freedom, and ultimately at the end of the road we're fighting for our lives, this is why we do the advertising. And I know some people don't like it, but if you notice, I put it at the top of the hour. So we do it like they do in Britain. We get it out there. We give the valuable messages from the good products our people have, and we go commercial free through the rest of the hour. So I'm trying to be as considerate to our listening base as we can. But folks, if we're going to do our job, we got to have some money to expand. And when you hear some of the ideas that Josh McCoy is going to bring on in the third hour about what we need to do post-election, that's going to take money too. And this doesn't involve the Common Sense Show per se. It involves all of us coalescing together into one group. And we'll talk about that in the third hour. But Ted, anyway, thank you for bringing that up, because we need to strike right now. Donald Trump, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but Donald Trump has brought millions of people into the foray. He's done in 6 months what all of us together couldn't do in the last 6 years. We need to take advantage of it. We have millions of people who don't know jack squat about the New World Order, but now they're really upset. They're ready to listen, and they can be educated. This is why I'm sending people to scene.life. They can go there and read what people like you and I say, Ted, who have a little of experience in the movement, and they can grow. And this is what we're trying to accomplish right now, because folks, we either, as I said in the revolution, we're either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. Okay, Ted, let's get back into where we were.
Well, real quick, if you put Dave Book in the coupon code with healthmasters.com when you order anything, I'm going to send you the $20 breakthrough health book with 45 chapters in there, which also tells you the top 10 drugs never to put in your body. Now guys, this book's going to be free. I've never done this before, you know, on anything. That we've donated some to ministries, but it was never free. The book is free when you order something from Health Masters. And of course, I'll be kind to Dave as far as, you know, because these are his listeners, and, you know, we'll help support his show through this. So guys, like I said, you know, if you order $100 worth of stuff, you get the book for free and you get free shipping. Anything under $100 is still going to be like a $9 freight charge for the order, including the book, but the book will not incur any additional shipping whatsoever. So it's just Dave Book. Put it in the coupon code at the bottom, and you get this 200-page book with 45 chapters, and it's no-nonsense book. And I've never done it before. I've never done it even on my own show. And so we're testing it tonight to see what happens, to see how many books you guys want. But, again, please, guys, don't just order toothpaste. Don't do that. Order some stuff that you're going to need to do this, because even if you order $100 of the stuff, it's like a 20% discount.
Well, no, but you're offering value. That's the one thing I want
that's
to say,
right, that's right. That's right. And the book's fun. Did you see the tweet that Ted Nugent put out the other day on his Facebook, actually what he wrote?
I did.
You did? Have you read it on your show yet?
No, I haven't.
I want to read this. This is from Ted Nugent. He says, here's what he likes about it. He saw about Donald Trump, and he goes, Obama is against Trump. The media is against Trump. The established Democrats are against Trump. The established Republicans are against Trump. The Pope is against Trump. The UN is against Trump. The EU is against Trump. China is against Trump. Mexico is against Trump. Soros is against Trump. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. MoveOn.org, which is a Soros operation, is against Trump. Koch brothers are against Trump. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. Bonus points. Cher says she will leave the country if Trump wins. Miley Cyrus says she will leave the country. Whoopi says she will leave the country. Rosie says she will leave the country. Al Sharpton says he'll leave the country, and Governor Brown says California will build a wall. Nugent said, sounds like the kind of president the U.S. needs. I mean, you know, here's the thing, guys. All these guys hate this guy. I mean, think about this for a second. They're willing to steal the election from the American population of the GOP, destroy their own party, Dave, to keep this guy out of the White House because he's going to reveal secrets of 9/11 because he's not, it's like Newt Gingrich said, he's not part of the good old boys club. He didn't get to sodomize somebody else in a casket up there at Skull and Bones. So he's not part of this group that they've got all this stuff on, controlling all this black magic and sorcery that's going on. He's not part of that, and they don't know what he's going to do because what he is, he's like a loose cannon on deck. That's why if you notice what happens is when you start getting these Hollywood movie stars, they become megastars. They get controlled. And this is what happened last week when they were going to air the film Vaxxed through Robert De Niro's film festival, and they told him basically he couldn't do it. He backed off, didn't do it. Because this is the same thing that happened with Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, when he came out with The Passion of the Christ, which is basically a verbatim out of the book of John on what happened with Jesus in the last hours, including the crucifixion, they told him, Hollywood told him that he was not going to air that movie or they would destroy him. They told him that. You air the movie, we're going to destroy you. He aired the movie, Hollywood destroyed him. Because remember, the same folks who control Hollywood control the media. 95% of the mainstream media is controlled by the same banking organizations that control everything, including the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve pretty much controls the Treasury now since 1934 as the shadow government with the Exchange Stability Fund. And so Robert De Niro knew that if he aired this movie, he's going to be in trouble. So he chose not to do it. He capitulated to their wishes and stopped. Because at the highest levels of these guys, when they get this high up into Hollywood and they have so much political power, if they start running their mouths, they want to make sure these guys are not a loose cannon on deck. And they've got to have something they can threaten them with or something they know about them in order to prevent them from going rogue. Like Jim Carrey, as crazy as that guy is, he went rogue and he started talking about vaccines. And if you notice, he's pretty much been put on the back burner now as far as Hollywood. And now he's recanted his statement and says, oh, I'm not against vaccines. I'm against impurities in vaccines. Same thing with Jenny McCarthy. Because they warn them if they do this, they're going to be basically done. This happens all of the time. Paul Walker. You know, I was always wondering why he got so big in Hollywood with the Fast and the Furious movies, because the first movie he did, Dave, if you remember, the big movie he did, the release, was The Skulls. And it was all about Skull and Bones at Yale, at a private university, secret rituals, caskets, all of this stuff. One of the best movies that exposes this stuff that I've ever seen. But suddenly he gets catapulted to the highlight of what's going on, and some of the rumors were that he was going to start talking about stuff he wasn't supposed to talk about, and that's why he suddenly died last year. So the craziest thing about all of this stuff is they know how to control these guys at these high, high levels like Robert De Niro, and certainly they prove that. Now, the good news is that movie is being screened to sold-out audiences right now in New York City. And if it gets enough traction in New York City on these movie houses, it may get limited release and then major release throughout the United States. If it does that, it's going to put a huge axe into the side of the vaccine manufacturers and these pharmaceutical giants that are manufacturing these vaccines. But the problem again is this. The same folks that own the banks, who own the media, own the pharmaceutical corporations. With the trillions and trillions of dollars they printed in off-book balance sheets in the last 10 years, to allow them to control and to buy up almost the entire Fortune 500 corporations or controlling interest through their interlocking corporate directorships or mergers and acquisitions. That's what's going on. This is the exact same thing that the international banking community did in Germany with the Weimar Republic, which made Hitler and the Germans hate them so badly. They're doing the exact same thing. The masses of population in America have been so dumbed down, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes with some statistics, that they have no idea what they're involved in. So, again, guys, thank you for supporting the Common Sense Show. Thank you for supporting the Ted Brewer Show. Thank you for supporting the Hagman Show. Thank you for supporting all of us because, guys, we're all in this thing together. You know, it's like Dave said, we're either going to hang together or we're going to hang independently. That's like they said back in 1776. The truth is, guys, they can't go against us in the aggregate. But what they've done, they've literally cast a spell over us in this attention field we're in to control it. That's what this AI is all about that they're trying to connect us to. That's what the internet is all about trying to connect us to. That's what the Morgellons antenna is that they're trying to connect us into, which they've done with almost all of us now. It's all to put us into this place where the Gwen towers and all of these cell phone towers, if they put the right frequency through them, can affect us, affect our moods, and affect our emotions, affect our minds. So we have to keep our immune system strong. In fact, we'll talk about that in just a few moments. and we could talk about immune systems to keep you super, super strong. In fact, if you go to healthmasters.com, you'll see a whole system. It's called the immune system protocol, the blood sugar protocol, and also the joint protocol that we have on there that keeps healthy all of these areas. Because, guys, listen to me. Your immune system is where they're coming after you. We'll talk about that just a minute. We start doing this health stuff in a minute. But let me read you. Dave, have you ever read, or Katie, have you ever read or heard the actual oath that Jesuits take? Remember, this Jesuit, who's a pope now, basically took this oath, supposedly. Have you ever read that whole oath for the Jesuits?
I read email that you sent out. Yes, go ahead.
I'm gonna read one part of this. It's very, very long, but I'm not gonna do it. It says, basically, I do further promise and declare that I will, when opportunity presents, make and wage relentless war secretly and openly against all heretics, remember, anybody against the Catholic Church, including Protestants, as I am directed to do, to expatriate them from the face of the whole earth, and that I will spare neither age, sex, nor condition, and that will hang, burn, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive these infamous heretics, to rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, and crush the heads of their infants against the walls in order to annihilate their race. That when the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poisonous cup, the strangulation cord, the steel of the poniard, whatever that is, or the leaden bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the persons, whatever may be their condition of life, either public or private, as I at any time may be directed to do so by the agents of the Pope or Superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Father and the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, in confirmation of which I hereby dedicate my life, my soul, my corporal powers, and with the dagger which I will now receive, and I will subscribe my name written in my blood in testimony thereof. Unbelievable. And it goes on and on and on. The Pope that we have right now is a Jesuit. This man is part of the New World Order. He was the one who was involved in killing all of those children in Argentina and all those men and women in Argentina as part of Operation Condor. This whole thing is tied together through the Vatican Bank, through the Rothschild Bank, through the United Nations, through the Bank of England, through the House of Rothschild, through the Royal Family, through the Bilderberger Group, through the Council of 300, and they've made this thing so stinking complicated because all of these different groups have different functions in them, and they're all tied together to bring in this new world order. George Bush says 11 years to the day there will be a new world order on September the 11th, 2000, and 11 years later, the 9/11 happens. Are you kidding me? You don't think these things are planned? All of these things are planned. They want this new world order. They've been planning on doing this for a long, long time, and part of the problem is the United States is in the way. Donald Trump is in the way. Our guns are in the way. Our freedom of religion is in the way. Our freedom of speech is in the way, and they've got to take all of this stuff back that they supposedly gave us, which God gave to us originally. They didn't give us our Bill of Rights. Those were God-given rights. We had to take them by force by doing what we did against England. And this thing's been going on now for centuries, Dave, to bring this into order. And Albert Pike wrote in one of his memoirs, one of his books that was written about by William Carr in the book that you can get for free online called Pawns in the Game, that basically there were going to be three world wars, and the third one was going to be the Muslims against the Christians and the Jews to destroy the planet in such a way that everybody would capitulate and worship Lucifer for one world religion. That's what this whole thing's boiling down to. That's where it's headed. And the thing about it is, if you're not aware of this, you're not going to see it. And guys, it's something that we as Christians have to stand in the aggregate against, because this is their goal for us, to destroy all of us and bring us into a Luciferian dictatorship. What do you think, Dave?
Christians are beheaded.
That's right.
Does that mean people don't think ISIS is not an outgrowth of this? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know ISIS is put together by CIA through the Swiss banking system. I understand Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Panetta were all part of the formation of this. I get all that. I've interviewed Scott Bennett a number of times. However, at the end result here, you think that the Christians that are being beheaded in the Middle East, you don't think that's going to visit here in the United States? And I'm going to call attention to an article I wrote where I talked about a seven-pronged invasion Russia is going to execute against the United States. And I want to specifically mention the Red Dawn part of the seven prongs
And Red Dawn is comprised of two things. One thing, it will be regular forces of Central Latin America who have shunned the United States and Canada. They don't even invite us to their CELAC Latin American meetings anymore. They've aligned militarily with Russia. They have Russian weapons, Russian troops, Russian ships, Russian everything. And they're going to be coming up, just as we see in the movie, through our southern underbelly. However, what's going to come before them is ready to come now. And that's fifth column terrorists, which are a combination of Middle East terrorist groups, including ISIS, with the base camp outside El Paso that I've been reporting on for 2 years, courtesy of Judicial Watch and their Freedom of Information documents they obtained from the State Department. And I also will tell you this, folks, you need to hear this and hear this clearly. ISIS is controlling the agenda in terms of the battle plans. And that will include beheading. The MS-13 will be used as the assassins. They have paramilitary training groups right now in San Salvador. We are delivering weapons to them. Yes, that is correct. I have this from an attaché to a former ambassador to a Latin American country. And for his protection, I'm withholding his name. Also, Kathy Rubio, talk show host, no holds barred, now the watchman now. She has been there. She speaks fluent Spanish. She speaks all the dialects. She has kids throughout the region, and she is the person who can move in and out of these circles, and she has seen these things being delivered on the tarmac. And we discussed it. I've published our interview that we did together this past week. Folks, I'm telling you right now, they are coming here. These are going to be the terrorists. They're going to create the Tet Offensive of the United States, and on a given signal, they are going to attack us in every single major and mid-sized city. And they're going to be a reign of terror like we have never seen before. And I would encourage you to go up to the carousel and read the two-part articles that I have on this that detail, because what Ted is talking about right here is dominating the philosophy of these groups coming into the country. And they are coming in with bad intentions towards middle-class America and, in particular, Christians.
No, you're 100%, Dave. In fact, the thing about it is, I'm not sure if the Russians are coming in through the southern border, or the Chinese are coming in, or ISIS is coming in, but this is fixing to happen. I mean, I named
the groups that are coming in. The Russians will not be part of the southern border. Russian supported troops will be, but that'll be the second prong when the war actually starts. I'm talking about the reign of terror that is going to allow someone like a Hillary Clinton to become the FEMA camp president and stick us all in FEMA camps for our own safety. This is what's coming, folks. People need to go up there and read these two articles. The documentation, and I'm not saying because I wrote it, but the documentation is flawless. You can click it on. I've got Tucson Police Department memos from 6 years ago that talk about these associations. I got DHS memos that have been leaked that talk about these associations. And at the heart of it all, what are the cartels doing now? Ask yourself this question. They're beheading people. We've had beheadings here in the Phoenix area where I live. Where did the beheading come from? It's ISIS created. It's Muslim dominated. And when you just said, Ted, that Pike called for the Third World War between Muslims and Christians, this is the beginning of it right here. And this is how it's going to manifest.
And of course, we have an imposter, a Kenyan in the White House, which everybody knows his birth certificates are fake.
His half brother, Malik Obama, runs gun running and finance for the Muslim Brotherhood. Obama's half brother. I've documented that 9 times.
But that's why we have Ted Cruz, who's not even an American citizen. I mean, he's a Canadian running for president, which is directly in violation of our Constitution. So they don't want Ted Cruz to be president. They don't want Donald Trump to be president. They really want Hillary Clinton. But the problem is there's such a huge backlash against her right now that they may or may not allow her to be in because of what the FBI investigation is going to do. So I don't know what they're planning on doing with all of that nonsense.
And I don't think it's going to do a darn thing, because as long as Loretta Lynch Mob sits in the office of the Attorney General, she can block anything that would go to a grand jury that could result in an indictment. I don't care if the FBI comes out and says that she rapes little boys and girls on the tops of school desks in front of the other kids, and we take pictures of it every day and watch them. I don't care if they had that. They would not go after this woman as long as Obama and Loretta Lynch Mob are in their positions. And I'm telling you, my greatest fear, but also my belief, is that she is the next president of the United States.
Well, you know, I had Doc Marquis on my show a few months ago, and he told me straight out that Hillary Clinton's a fourth-degree witch. And, yep. I mean, when Bill Clinton has come right out and said that she talks to dead people. I mean, you know, it's, I mean, and then she had that email that was released last week when they were talking, she was talking about sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Moloch. Did you see that, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me
okay,
Dave?
Got my attention. What I wrote about today, Ted, was she talked about fun camps to intellectually straighten people out. Hello, folks. That's FEMA camps.
That's right.
You got a presidential candidate saying she wants to put Americans in FEMA camps.
Well,
it's
yeah,
documented. I got the video. It's up on the Common Sense Show.
Okay. Well, let me run through some nutrition stuff if you want, Dave, and we'll cover that real quick. Because I got a whole bunch of stuff that I want to get some feedback from Katie on, too. And one more quick thing. It says this is an article by Mario Murillo, and it says that Trump's not a racist. He's not a fascist. And he says what he's doing is he's teaching a corrupt system and teaching the church a lesson. And he says Trump says that what everybody is thinking about, but they're afraid to say, is that 91% of the pastors want people to take a public, They want 91% of the congregations want their pastors to take a public stand on abortion. 86% want them to address the persecution of the church. 85% want them to confront dependency on government welfare programs. 83% want them to speak out about restoring morals, and 82% want to know their position on traditional marriage. Okay, see, this is the thing. Trump doesn't need your money. He says what nobody else wants to say. He forces the questions and the dialogue. He projects a vision of greatness which they do not want for the United States. They have done everything they possibly can, these globalists. We're going to talk about that right now from a health standpoint, to destroy the country, including the use of statin drugs, which cause brain atrophy. They make your brain go to mush to control cholesterol, and they know that. Plus, statin drugs all have one big side effect. They all cause cancer. And so it's awful what's going on. There's all kinds of natural ways to keep your cholesterol completely perfect without using a bunch of drugs. And if you eat clean and you exercise, your HDL stays real high and your cholesterol stays good anyhow. You don't have to do all these drugs. But real quick, here's an article. Long-term vegetarian diet changes human DNA, raising the risks of cancer and heart disease. And yes, you heard that right. Long-term vegetarianism can lead to genetic mutations. We call it epigenetics, and make the offspring of the people have the inability to process nutrients properly, and massively increases the risks of cancer. So I tried to be a vegetarian years ago. It doesn't work for me. I lost a bunch of weight, lost a bunch of muscle, lost a bunch of strength. I don't recommend it. You're going to have all kinds of nutrient deficiencies in this, and I say no to vegetarianism, period. It's not healthy. Don't do it. The feds are finally admitting, another article, that they are saving blood from baby health screenings to track these children's DNA for life. Now, let me tell you another side of this. It's not just tracking the DNA. They want to have a source of the DNA. So when they start broadcasting what the DNA is from these Morgellon antennas in your body, they can track you and know who they're tracking when the body sends out the information through the AI. So that's interesting to me that they're taking blood from infants during the wellness screenings from their heel.
Can that be done through food particles, Ted?
Can it be done through food particles as far as Morgellons?
Well, in terms of the tracking capability, this is one of the things that's crossed my desk quite frequently in the last month.
Yes, we talked about that on your show in detail, Dave. They can do it through nanoparticles or smart dust, which will actually incorporate itself into your DNA. This is what the mad cow disease was all about way back when. Mercury was incorporating itself into the nervous system. And yes, when they use these heavy metals like aluminum and barium and strontium, they can actually use smart dust of these materials, and they can actually incorporate them directly into your central nervous system, making it easier for them to contact you using the frequency-based generators that they have as far as controlling your moods. In addition to that, the Morgellons antenna, which we've all been pretty much infected with now, because they've sprayed it on us so much, that it's basically going to be able to transmit our DNA through these different piezoelectric crystals they've sprayed on us. In fact, I'm going to write a report on this, Dave. I have been asked, so many people have asked me to write a report on this. I'm going to do a full-blown, documented, fully referenced report on all of this stuff so that you guys can get the full information, and I'll make that available on the website or on Amazon through one of those little through like a Kindle download, and we'll do a full report on that. And it'll be a couple dollars. Everybody can afford a couple dollars. And then that way I can get the research done and get it done, and so you guys can have a full information on all of this stuff and how they're going to tie us together. Another articles. Taking statin drugs lower your cholesterol, doubles the risk of getting diabetes, plus it causes pancreatic cancer, plus it causes heart disease, plus it causes cancer, plus the list goes on and on and on with statin drugs and what they do. Here's another interesting fact, and I said this with Katie the other day. This is crazy. This one of the most recognizable fundraising organizations for breast cancer research in the world, the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, is promoting fundraising activities that encourage the consumption of alcohol, a known risk for breast cancer. I can't even believe this. We know that alcohol massively increases the risks of osteoporosis, breast cancer. The list just goes on and on and on. And yet here is this organization, this foundation, that's having all of these fundraising activities promoting the use of alcohol and the consumption of alcohol. I can't even believe that. Beet juice is one of the best alternatives you can drink. I drink it every single day of my protein shake. But Health Master sells an organic beet juice, which, by the way, is very difficult to find. It's very inexpensive, and it massively increases oxygen flow in the body by up to 400%. And so it's one of those things that everybody should be taking beet juice every single day. Here's another interesting article. Researchers admit that chemotherapy worsens the quality of life with no benefit of overall survival in advanced stage cancer. In other words, if someone's dying and they've got 6 or 8 weeks to live and they want to put them on chemotherapy, it doesn't work. They know that. Side effects include vomiting, diarrhea, anemia, constipation, bladder issues, bleeding, bruising. This list goes on and on and on, and what it does to the person's life and what it does. Now, here's another interesting one. A 5-year cancer survival rate for chemotherapy only increases your survival rate by 2.1%. Now, listen to me on this. In other words, the average life expectancy rating now with people who don't undergo chemotherapy out of Australia was approximately 60%. When people do chemotherapy, it's only like 62%. So it doesn't change statistically because there's a margin of error there. It's called, you know, the standard deviation and the margin of error on all that's going on with that. And they're saying that basically that the negative side effects of chemotherapy versus health benefits in the later stages in cancer doesn't make much sense because you're killing the immune system and you can fight cancer with a lot less harmful things. Now, I talked about this an hour ago in more detail, so I'm not going to go into detail on it again. On my show, you can listen to it. But what it talked about is that there's natural things that you can do from a nutrition standpoint if you've been diagnosed with cancer to help reduce the risks of dying from the cancer. And see, this is why it's so interesting to me when I start doing all of this stuff and I start doing all of this research and I start talking to people about what's going on with cancer and all the other things, that nobody seems to care about the fact how important vitamin D3 is, how important turmeric is every single day, how important K3 D2 is, how important that is, how important potassium iodine is, how you have to reduce your stress, cut out the alcohol, the sugar, and the coffee. There's all kinds of natural things that you can do, and also you need to be taking black seed oil, natural things that you can do to massively reduce your risks of cancer, including high fiber diets and getting rid of the omega-3 fats like corn oil and using cold-pressed virgin olive oil. Another interesting thing is they're telling now people, Dave, to stay out of the sun altogether. Dermatologists are saying stay completely out of the sun. Vitamin D3 is manufactured from cholesterol in the body, and if you don't have enough vitamin D3, most people do not, it massively increases the risks of cancer and human papillomavirus virus. They've seen that now, too. And now they want us to become thumb-sucking cave dwellers, Dave, that never get in the sun, that watch our TV, and that we allow ourselves to be programmed by the influence of Facebook and everything else. In fact, one other article we probably don't have time to get to today is actually stating that you need to be having drug therapy now to break your addiction to Facebook. That's how many people are addicted to Facebook, hours and hours and hours every day. And like you said, Dave, there's another alternative to Facebook that they don't have to, that's not censored on an ongoing basis. See, people need to realize this media stuff triggers certain brain chemistry, which makes you get really addicted to it, especially if you have an addictive personality, just like aspartame brought to us by Rumsfeld, basically is a brain entrainment molecule. The brain gets that, they use phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol to manufacture this product. We have aspartic acid receptors in the brain, and this is why excitotoxins are so bad for us, like MSG. And what ends up happening is when our brain gets this aspartame, it releases dopamine, and the dopamine basically makes you feel better from the brain chemistry standpoint, becomes super, super addictive. That's why some people who are so addicted to diet sodas, they will get into a fight with you if you try to give them anything besides diet sodas every single day. I know people, Dave, they drink 60 and 70 and 80 ounces of diet sodas a day, like those big gulp things, like those 40-ounce things, two of those things a day. And if you try to tell them that that stuff is bad for you, they get angry and they want to just fuss at you. Katie, have you noticed since you started changing your diet after you were diagnosed with the condition that you used to have, have you noticed how you've just met like a block wall with certain people? They don't want to talk about dietary change.
Actually, yes. Yep. I run into brick walls, yes. Careful. And one, no, not you, Dave. Dave is so open to it now. He's getting more and more open. But what I'm finding is my approach now is I find out if they're hungry for the information, and if they're not, I move on, because you have to be open to it. And if they're not, they're going to remain where they are for whatever reason.
No, you're actually absolutely right. And see, that's the same thing. It's like everybody needs to continue to support Katie. Katie's doing great on the protocol that her doctor put her on. And, you know, I kind of put some input into as far as helping her doctor as far as what they put her on. And so she's, you know, her medical doctor's working with her on this. And what's interesting about this is, you know, she needs to be on that protocol for another 6 months is what she needs to be. So Katie's doing wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. But she needs to go and stay honest. So you guys need to continue to support Katie for at least the next 6 months while she continues to come off of, how should I say this in a positive way? While her, while her healing continues to take place. There you go. I like it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's really important. Oh, by the way, let me share with this real quick. This is 7 facts about depression that'll blow you away. Now, one of the side effects of depression, one of the causes of depression, and I talk about this, is not about 40% of the population, they're missing a certain gene that doesn't allow them to take B vitamins and convert them through the mitochondria. And the B vitamins have to be methylated. The problem is probably 99% of B vitamins on the market are not methylated. And one of the side effects of that is you get a deficiency of B vitamins, which directly affects the Krebs cycle in the body or the citric acid cycle as far as energy. And you get unbelievably depressed from it. And now the research is starting to say that, again, Ted Brewer was right. And if you have this particular gene, you have to have methylated B vitamins. And that's all we sell at Health Masters. I will not sell anything else because they don't work for half the people that use them if you don't do it. That's why when people take our B vitamins, that's why they're a little more expensive than other people's B vitamins. But when you take them, oh my gosh, you get an energy boost like you drank 3 cups of coffee when you first start taking those things until your body gets used to them. It's amazing what it does. Now let's talk about depression. Some stuff that'll blow you away. This is a synopsis of a book that Kelly Brogan wrote, and it says basically depression is often an inflammatory condition. Most people don't realize that. Depression takes many different forms, and there's never been a study that has successfully linked low serotonin levels in depression. In other words, the serotonin theory of depression is a total myth that has been unjustly supported by the manipulation of data. It's kind of like autism. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's never been a study that's been done to prove autism's real. No, I'm sorry. Autism's real. ADD. Forgive me. That was a mistake. That was a slip. I was trying to talk and read at the same time. Number two, ADD and ADHD, that was like a made-up disease and a made-up diagnosis. Because remember, back in the 70s, the Psychiatric Association was almost out of business, Dave. People don't realize this. Because of the 60s, everybody was having these self-help groups and everything else and learning who you were, et cetera. And nobody was going to psychiatrists anymore until these kids started being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. And then they started going to the shrinks. It pretty much resurrected the psychiatry business, which is really kind of sad. Number two, antidepressants have the potential to irreversibly disable the body's natural healing mechanism. In fact, top 5 of the top 10 most violent-inducing drugs have been found to be antidepressants. Number 3, the effect is not the cure. In other words, just because you treat the symptom doesn't cure anything in case some of these drugs work. Number 4, most prescriptions for antidepressants are doled out by family doctors. That's the absolute truth. They don't realize how incredibly addictive they are and how sometimes they're worse than opiates to come off of. We talked about that on your show. And also we have to realize that a lot of times there's great pretenders, and Kelly writes about this, and I've talked about it before, including a dysfunctional thyroid, not having the proper B vitamins, not having proper blood sugar, and all of these things are being directly linked to depression. And also basic lifestyle interventions can facilitate the body's powerful self-healing mechanism. This is the B vitamins, dietary modification, healthier fats, omega-3 fats, cod liver oil, getting off of fluoride and chlorine and chemicals and all these common drugs like Tylenol and statins and fragrances and cosmetics, all of this stuff. And also remember this, depression is an opportunity for you to try to figure out exactly what your body needs and how to correct it from a natural standpoint. It is not the opportunity to go to your doctor unless you absolutely want to do it that way and see how many different drugs you can take until they can make you psychotic and want to go kill somebody. Because remember, one of the side effects of these drugs in many cases is suicide, Dave. That's why they have black
and also violent acting behavior. Virginia Tech shooter, Columbine, on and on and on.
Yeah, I wrote a book back in the 90s, back in the early 2000s. It was called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. And a great book. You can get it on Amazon. It's used now. It's out of print. But you can still get it. I'm pretty sure it was a hardback copy only. And it goes into detail on what happened back in the 90s with the Columbine incidents, in which these kids were given these psychotropic drugs that caused them to do these crazy behavioral patterns and what they did. In almost every single case of child or school shootings, in fact, every case we could figure out and get actual numbers on, every single case involved drugs. And this happened also in, you know, in Aurora, Colorado. I mean, this is just what goes on. It's like they wind these guys up on these drugs and they turn them loose. And a lot of these guys are MK Ultra guys too, as far as I'm concerned. They're being targeted and programmed by certain psychiatrists to do certain things. And if you don't think that's possible, guys, you need to go back and read the whole research that was done with MK Ultra by those crazy 180 IQ German scientist Nazis that they brought over on Operation Paperclip, who decided to, then a bunch of them started blowing holes in the ionosphere with hydrogen bombs, trying to see if the Earth would vent its atmosphere. I'm going to repeat that because I said it fast. Then a bunch of these nuts decided to start blowing holes in the Earth's ionosphere to see if the Earth would vent its atmosphere into space. Now, what do you think they would have done, Dave, if the Earth had vented the atmosphere into space? I mean, we'd all been dead. I mean, but these guys wanted to see if it would happen. A bunch of nutbags. And then the problem is these guys start getting all caught up in the scientific world of what they're in and the research they're doing. They don't think about the consequences that they're involved in and the side effects of what they're going to do. And I mean, it's crazy that these guys were actually allowed to do things like that and do these. And I mean, the first time we detonated an atomic bomb, we didn't know what it was going to do, Dave. You know that. They weren't even sure if it would engulf the entire atmosphere in flame and wipe out the planet. But they were willing to test it. God, I mean, are you joking? They were willing to test it. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if this will destroy the planet. If it doesn't destroy the planet, then they start blowing holes in the ionosphere. And a lot of people believe that the reason we have so many holes in the ozone layer is because of all these nuclear detonations of hydrogen bombs that were detonated in the ozone layer. Because they were trying to blast a hole through the Van Allen radiation belt. I mean, unbelievable. Let's see how we can destroy the planet this week. I mean, really? And that's the same thing. That's the same mantra. That's the same mindset these guys take on as far as the drugs, the statin drugs, the tricyclic antidepressant, the Prozacs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, all of these different types of drugs with all their horrible side effects, including the statin drugs. And that's why I want you guys to go to Health Masters, order something from us, and put a Dave book in there, and you will get a free copy of my latest book, Breakthrough Health, $20 value. It's a huge discount. You know, please got to buy a few things when you're on the website because you're going to get that massive discount anyhow, because I want so many of you to get the information that we're talking about tonight. And I promise you, it's probably one of the best books that I've written. And the reason for it is it gives you solutions to all kinds of crazy conditions.
Hey, now, Ted.
Yes, Kate.
I want to throw in a real quick plug. If people are going on the website, do one of the first things I did. And, Ted, you talked about it a while back. Get your immune system rolling. That's what I did. The first thing I did was start beefing my immune system up, so I got Ted's immune system package. Great products. I trust those products just because Dr. Ted clears them. I mean, he's a chemist, so you know they're good. But that's what I would say. But one other thing about the ADD, I saw something the other day. I would have been diagnosed ADD. I think Dr. Ted and Dave would have been diagnosed. We all would have been
Absolutely.
Zombies by now. When we were growing up, you know, they had a little picture of a kid looking out the window, and it said, you know, childhood is about daydreaming. And when we grow up, and then they designated it as a disease called ADHD. Since when did childhood become a mental
disease.
Illness? Seriously.
No, you're right. And let's digress on that for a minute, because I got another 20 articles to go through. We're never going to get through them anyhow. I sent all these links to Dave today. He goes, well, isn't that for like 10 shows? And I said, yeah, I know, but I always like to be prepared. Here's the thing, and this is what I wrote on this book, and I said, this is what I saw in my office. We had a protocol that was called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. It was and we still have it. There's like a dozen of them left. They're on CD, old technology. Most cars don't even have CD players anymore. Luckily, we only have like 12 of them left in inventory. And what it is, it's a systematic process of lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar through lifestyle changes. Plus, it has reports in there on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, ADD, autism, and learning disabilities in children. And what I learned in the clinical realm when I was in my offices is that the vast majority of these children that have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, they react to the red dyes and the blue dyes and the yellow dyes. And also, a lot of them had blood sugar imbalances like hypoglycemia. And a lot of them had omega-3 fat deficiencies. And if you corrected all of those problems that they were doing with these kids, you'd have this massive, massive change in these children almost immediately. I mean, I'm talking like within a week. And we had like an 88 or 90% cure, I can't remember anymore, with the kids who used the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program who've been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. Now, we've got another problem. Because of this massive increase of Nagalase that we're getting from somewhere, that's doing all of this autistic problems with these kids and all this cancer and heart disease and diabetes, it's almost like we're being changed epigenetically or we're being programmed to diet at a much younger age, which I'm sure we are because of the eugenics protocols. I mean, right now it's like we've had a 20% increase in autism in like the last 2 years, Dave. 20%? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's crazy. I'm 20% and statistically. And now they're saying by 2025 we're going to have one half of the children with autism. By 2035, all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls will have autism. Are you joking? This is what they're saying. And so what they're doing is they're destroying us from an immune system standpoint. So Katie's exactly right. If you want to order anything from Health Masters, you know, you get the Healthy Lifestyle Program, but you can also get the immune system. When Dave called me up a couple of weeks ago, and he was sick as a dog and couldn't talk, wasn't even sure if he could do the show, I next day aired him an entire package of, I sent him the whole immune system protocol. Dave, take this, and this. Take it, this dosing. You won't believe what it'll do. A couple of days later, he calls me back and goes, gosh, Dad, I can't even believe it. I feel so much better. I said, yeah, I know, because we gave your body the nutrients that it needed to fight the onslaught of the chemtrails, the chemicals in the air, all of the poison they're poisoning us with. This is an all-out attack on the human immune system. That's what they're doing right now. That's what the globalists are doing. In addition to that, they're attacking us psychotronically. With the warfare, we talked about that on the last show I was on today, and I read that article that was written by Preston James on psychotronic warfare and how they're doing all of this stuff to us from a mental standpoint and from a spiritual standpoint, from a psychological standpoint, and all of the stuff they're doing with the 9/11 sacrificial ritual that we talked about in this first hour, all of that was to affect us from a psychological standpoint to control the attention field of the planet to allow them to do more and more and more stuff to us. Because the dumber they make us, the more we're tolerant of this stuff and the more we just allow them to do it. And John Rappaport said something, Dave, that I want to share on your show with you. He was on my show on Friday for the whole hour. Did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal, John. John Rappaport was phenomenal on my show on Friday. He said something that made more sense to me, and it was the first time I ever heard it put this way. I'm going to share it with you guys right now. In fact, I forgot to mention it on my show tonight, on Sunday nights. So I want to say it right now. He said the globalists have intentionally infected us with all of these diseases to make us self-centered and self-absorbed, so that we have all of these maladies and all of these conditions that we are being drugged for and that we're victims, that everybody is being trained to be a victim by the globalists, and that you have this disease or you have that disease or you have this malady or you have depression or you have ADD, so you're going to be on a Ritalin and Adderall. Well, now you're depressed because the speed you're taking has pushed you up and pushed you down, so now you've got depression episodes with the ADD, so now we're going to give you Prozac or Zoloft, and oh, heaven forbid, that's not going to be enough. Now we got to put you on lithium, and so everybody's a victim. You have a disease, a malady, and here's what he said that was so poignant when he said that. He said, Ted, he goes, when everybody sees themselves as a victim, they become introspective, and they stop thinking about what the globalists are doing to them, and it dumbs them down to such a state that they are only concerned about themselves and how to treat their own diseases, and they don't see what's being done to them in the aggregate as far as the population in general, because they're too concerned about themselves, their maladies, and their diseases, and their victim mentality. Isn't that good?
That is amazingly insightful. Yes, I agree with that.
And you know, and Dave, you still with me, or are we back to Katie again?
No, I'm here.
Okay, but he said that to me.
Attack in so many directions, I can barely keep up with him.
Well, but listen to this. When John Rappaport said that, I stopped him and I said, John, You've just given me a moment of clarity. That explains why they're using the psychotronic weapons. That explains why they're using the chemtrails. That explains why they're using the statin drugs. That explains why they're using the tricyclic antidepressants. That explains why they're using the Ritalin and the Adderall. That explains why they're using the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That explains why they're doing all of this stuff to debilitate the mind and cause brain atrophy with statin drugs. Because now everybody can sit around drooling on themselves in an alpha brainwave state watching TV and saying, oh, here's another drug commercial. I have that too. I have that too. I'm a victim. That's what I have. Look, you have another drug. That'll cure me. I don't have to be a victim anymore. That'll cure me. And so you get that victim mindset going, and you're not willing to go out and take a stand and do what's right. So if they steal the election from Donald Trump, oh, well, I can't think about Donald Trump. I'm a victim too. Look at me. I've got all these drugs I got to take every day. That's what they've done to over 100 million of us now that are taking all of these crazy drugs every single day in the United States. They've completely and totally done their best to debilitate the mind. And this is what these globalists do, Dave. They come at you from all these different angles, from a spiritual standpoint, by giving you the name it, claim it, grab it, blab it preachers that tell you that everything's going to be great. They won't talk about Romans 13 for what it really stands for, who want to tell you, basically, give me money and you'll be blessed. I'm telling you guys, if I'm stepping on your toes right now, I'm not trying to, I'm telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. They should be teaching repentance, what the Word of God says, what the blood of Jesus does, how we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They should be teaching this stuff, but they don't do that. They don't tell you to repent. They tell you to live in the lifestyle you're in. God's going to like you no matter what. Everything's going to be great. Send me money. You'll be blessed. Buy my latest book. I only got a $10 million advance. I need more money. Buy my book. Buy my stuff. Buy my stuff. Send me money. That's what they do. And they turned this whole church into this theater of these preachers that only care about themselves and their private G5s they fly around on, and they don't they're not concerned about preaching the truth about what the globalists are doing, because that doesn't fill the pews. And besides that, we're all victims anyhow, and don't you know that Aunt Mary's so sick and she doesn't feel good, and she's got a headache, and she's got a problem with depression, and she's got her 14 meds she has to take every day. We can't think about Donald Trump right now. We got to think about Aunt Mary. That's what's going on, Dave. They've used the entire victim mentality to program us into we're a victim, victim mindset, victim thing. And that's how they're controlling us. This crazy stuff.
Ted, they're the Eloi.
That's right. I'm
referencing
that's right.
The time machine.
That's right.
By H.G. Wells.
That's
where,
right.
You know, you have the Morlocks who bifurcated right. to live underground.
That's right.
And Eloi who couldn't care for themselves above ground.
That's right.
And we're becoming the Eloi very, very quickly. I've written about that as well, too. Ted, we're just about out of time. So let's again tell people how they can hook up with Health Masters and also hook up with a copy of your free book by using the code DaveBook. Go ahead and repeat
it's
that for Dave's
book, but now it's not a free book. It's a free book when they order from the website. So
exactly,
you go to
exactly.
the website, you try to get a free book. It's not a free book. You're going to have to buy something. You're going to have to support Health Masters. And in the meantime, you're going to get a $20 value book that's going to be shipped to you with your order. That's not going to cost any additional freight. It's going to be just tossed in the box with a thank you note. And what's going to happen is that if you order over $100, there'll be no freight included on your entire order, including the free book. If you just order like $50, $60, $70, $80 worth of stuff, you're going to get the book. It's going to cost you like $9 in shipping on the book and the entire order. But $100 gets you the book and the order and everything at no additional cost.
And Ted, we're out of time, so I just got time to say it's Dave Book. And I got to thank you for coming on. This has been, like I said, I'm going to lose a little sleep over this with the Temple of Baal. But thanks so much, Ted. And I look forward to having you on again. God bless you, my friend, and we'll be talking to you down the road.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back in hour number 3 with Katie in the Health Report and Josh McCoy at the bottom of the hour.